The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we got a trade deadline coming up and all kinds of stuff going on with football. And we've got two very special guests today. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler. No AJ today, but I think you're going to like who we have filling in. Nick Sciarra, working behind the glass there. My buddy Nick. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. All right, you're going to need to like take notes for this because we got at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At Booker T5X, at Brad Gilmore, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. Is that it? Got them all? Awesome. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to see the legend that is Booker T and the other half of the Hall of Fame, Brad Gilmore, you can go to the Twitch channel. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Twitch, and you can see all three of us. And you'd rather see them than me, obviously. The Hall of Fame team is here. Happy to have you guys, man.
You know, I say, do it. Do it now.
Oh, man.
I do it for you. Look at that. We're excited to be here.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's nice kind of being here in the afternoon.
It is. I mean, but the traffic, man, out there is like a monster coming all the way from Friendswood. I was like, man.
You were drenched in sweat when you got here.
You know what?
I was even afraid to come in for the hunt.
God. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, man, is it just me? Is the temperature going up? Because I'm always running late, but I'm always on time, even when I'm late. But today was a little bit different with that traffic out there, man. Oh, 45, man. I tell you, come around 610, Luke. It was a monster, baby.
The traffic in the Galleria sucks all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
No. Not at 9 at night.
You know what I mean?
Nine at night, you know, when we're stepping into the Hall of Fame, everything's just lovely. You know what I mean? We just roll right on in, no problem. For friends, but it seems like a lovely little drive.
It's a nice trip. You get like that highway hypnosis. Kind of just chill out before the show.
Well, you zoning. You feeling the vibe.
Cruise control.
And when you're rolling down, 610, you know, me personally, I've been in the city a long time. I grew up, you know, right there, South Park, Texas. So I'm reminiscing, you know, when I'm riding. I'm always thinking about something, and, you know, rolling down 610. It feels good. You know, it feels real good.
Fred, he always like feels like he has to drop South Park, Texas. Like he still lives there. I don't know, are you trying to maintain your credits?
I represent. Okay. The hood side. I represent Third Ward, Texas, all of that. I represent. You know, right now we represent in the Blitz, and I feel like hitting somebody. Everybody always say, Fred, you know, I'm very confrontational. But today, you know, I'm trying to keep my hands real close to the body. Like a fighter that don't want to hit nobody, he keep his hands in his pocket. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm going to do today.
Yeah, I had to take off as soon as I heard you say you wanted to hit somebody. I don't want to get hit. I'm an old man. That's like elderly abuse.
Yeah, you don't want to break it.
Oh, no, man. I still love the art of combat, though. As you know, we love boxing. We just got off the Manny Pacquiao, Keith Thurman, whirlwind tour, you know. And we love the art of combat. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Even as a kid, you know, I just love fighting and getting hit. It was something about getting hit. Not hitting a person, but getting hit. It's an adrenaline that goes... Brad don't know anything about that. Let me...
Brad's too pretty to ever been hit in his life.
You know what I'm saying? People liked me, so they weren't hitting me.
Brad's never been in a fight, but I did see him bow up a couple of times, and it was funny. I must say,
I got hit a lot when I was a kid. You can probably tell from my face, you know. But there's something to that. You know, taking that punch and then wanting to come back. You know, I know it kind of sounds masochistic, but I always kind of like that. I always like taking a punch. You know, because then you adjust and then you go. And You know, you find out, you can test yourself that way. More often than not, I got my ass kicked, but
yeah,
I won a few here and there.
I always talk about the one fight that I did lose. You know, I mean, it was epic. It was epic. It was in my front yard, kid down the street. You know, I thought I was tough, and he, you know, my brothers, they sat back and watched everything happen, and then that kid, he just beat me up, and it was nothing I could do. You know, it was one of those moments to where I had no control of the moment. You know, no matter what I tried. It didn't work. And kind of like Frankie Edgar this past weekend. Yeah. And I just got beat up, and my brothers, they just let it happen. And it was a lesson learned. Like in the movie Beowulf, you know, give this man a gold piece and send him on his way. He has a story to tell. It was one of those moments.
You know what? I'm the one that's supposed to drop obscure movie references, and you beat me to it at 4:07.
Yeah.
Damn.
Early on.
Hey, man.
Exactly. You
know, we strike early.
We strike early, man. But that's one of my favorite ones right there. Give this man a gold coin and send him home. He has a story to tell. You know, it's beautiful, beautiful language. Love it.
Well, if you're not familiar with these guys, well, you should be, because they do the Hall of Fame. It's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah,
at 9 p.m. And, you know, while wrestling oriented, you guys talk about a lot of stuff and have a lot of interest, which is why I'm excited to have you guys here today, because there's, you know, it's not the busiest sports time, so we can have a little more fun. But there's enough going on that I know you guys are into. And speaking of fights, it looks like we're going to L.A. here.
Yeah,
that's what I hear. Yeah.
I tell you, man, what a great fight. Errol Spence, Sean Porter, and it's definitely going to be showtime in Los Angeles, California, because those two guys right there, the dynamic of the two fighters, Errol Spence, the epic rise of Errol Spence, as well as Sean Porter, looking to get back in, you know, top rank form as far as being in the upper echelon. He has work to do, putting himself back in position. In a fight like this with Errol, a win will do great things for him. But I tell you, man, Spence, with that southpaw style, the guy's like in the Bruce Lee movie, he's extraordinary. The guy is
he's hit you with two, and we're at 408.
I know, I'm so far behind now.
We're at 408.
No, he's Errol Spence. He is. I mean, he is the truth. And to see those two battle, I'm wondering exactly how it's going to play. I got Spence, of course. I got Spence in that fight. But Sean Porter on any given Saturday can go out there and pull it off, especially with his style, because he knows only one way, and that's drive. But when he get hit, was displayed with Keith Thurman, he will put his hands in his pockets and start thinking a little bit. And I think that's what's going to happen in this fight. It's going to be good. Some people say it might, you know, another reference from Customato, it might even be poific.
Okay, I'm not going to count that one because it's supposed to be obscure movie references, and, you know, Cuss is not that obscure. And he's not a movie. So
they're going to make a movie out of him.
I'm sure Cuss.
I'm sure, man. You know, that's what he used to tell Mike Tyson all the time. It's good. It's good, Mike. But we got to make it poific. You know, we got to make it poific.
He was like Rocky's brother.
Hey, man.
See, now I just worked in three of them on one.
I think the score is tied.
Let's go, but he's trying to catch up with me now.
He's trying. Hey, I think he might.
Hey, I have many, many more. You know me. We're going to have some fun here today, man.
Absolutely. And the text line, they want you to hit me with a spinaroonie. I'm going
to
go with.
I would like to see Fred hit the spinaroonie. Yeah, have you seen the spinaroonie, Fred? Are you familiar?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Yeah.
You know, what's crazy, man, everybody's done the spinaroonie. Everybody around me has been a part of the spinaroonie. We was on television an hour after the show went off the air on Monday Night Raw trying to get The Undertaker to do the spinaroonie. It never happened, but we're going to try to get Fred within this 3 hours, you know, to bust a move right here in the studio.
That's why you got to tune in to Twitch here.
Got to see if he still got it, man. Got to see if he still got it, you know what I mean? Just give me one revolution. That's all.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm old, man.
Yeah, I'll take the over-under on that.
I'm old.
One and a half rotations. I'll take the under.
We're only old as we feel. You know, and right now I feel good. You know what I mean? I'm 54 years old. You know what? I know you guys looking at the screen right now. It's hard to tell. But I've been around a long time. It's all about preparation, man. That's the only luck you're ever going to have in life is preparing for what's next, because it's always something going to be coming around the corner. No matter what, no matter how old you get, those little notes that comes in that little box outside of your house every day. And when I say every day, I mean every day. Those notes, they keep coming. So you got to know how to stay relevant within the storm of everything going on around you. And that's what's so exciting for me about life. I love just being relevant. And, you know, I mean, I'm a boss, you know, and it feels good. It feels good. It feels, you know what I'm saying, Bradley? It feels good, you know, to be a boss, you know.
You know, you always come into the studio with energy. He always does, and hey, I appreciate man. It. Sounds like you were shot out of a cannon today.
You know, that's crazy, man.
How many Red Bulls did you have? Man, Frey's got a bang over there. How many bangs did you have?
We're getting a new roof on the house, man, and I feel good about that, man. You know, I've been living in my house now 20 years.
How you know you're 54 years old. You're happy about a roof.
Man, that's real talk. You know what I mean?
Nick and I would be happy about a roof.
Look here, them youngsters, because you ain't got a house. First of all, you got to get one of those first. You know what I mean? When you're living out your car, everything is good. You know what I mean? When you get a house,
I got a roof on a car.
Real good. You know what I mean? But getting a new roof, you know what I mean? With the nice colors, working in the yard, you know, get some the landscaping done. You know what I mean? I was, you know, in the Winnebago, pulling out the old TVs, putting the new, you know, Roku TVs in, man. So I just been ripping and running all. It's euphoria. You know what I mean? It's euphoria is what I live on a daily basis. And if you ain't doing something, man, you know, you wasting time. You really are. You wasting time. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? You know, every morning. You know what I mean? I've done more by 9 o'clock than most men. In around this country. I'm just playing. I don't get up at 10 o'clock. Judge Mathis.
But I'm also 54 years old, and obviously white guys don't look as good.
As you 54. Know, black don't crack. But that's what they say. Sure.
But it is funny. It's the same thing. The stuff you get excited about, like this place we just bought and all the work that's going to have to go into it. It's like I'm just planning stuff out all day. Oh, this is going to be fun, man. We got to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
And, man, 10 years ago, I'd have been like, what the?
Yeah,
you're going to build a fence. Yeah, you, Fowler, really. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. You guys want to get in with Booker and Brad? You can, 713-780-3776. We'll run some phone calls through here, and we're just going to have fun. So there's going to be energy. There's going to be movie references, and we're just going to have a blast. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today, but Booker T and Brad Gilmore in the house, Team Hall of Fame. They'll also be here at 9 o'clock, so if you like what you hear, start tuning into their show. So you want to go through some of these phone calls that people want to talk to you?
Like I said, Brad, do it.
Okay. You mind?
You go right ahead.
Can I do it?
You can do it.
I'm interested in the Scott Casey one. Scott, let's go to Scott. Scott, welcome inside The Blitz. From where are you calling and what's your question?
I just wanted to say hi to a young man that I taught how to be in the business. This is Scott Casey.
Scott, how you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, my friend? It's been a long time.
Yeah, man, just down here working on the Blitz today. What brings you inside the Blitz, man?
Well, I was scrolling through my computer, and I saw this handsome face, and I said, maybe I should try to get a hold of him and say hello. You know, I haven't talked to you since, you guys were inducted into the Cauliflower Alley Club thing.
Yeah.
It's been a while, and hope you're doing well. I live up in Arkansas now, so I live closer to you now.
Arkansas.
And, yeah, me and Bigfoot, I live up here, so, you know. How's the school going for you?
School's going good. You know, Reality of Wrestling is picking up. And, you know, we got a big show coming up here in less than 2 weeks now. Summer Champions 6. And we're just having fun teaching, you know, the youth of professional wrestling, just like you taught me, man, the the little bitty things. I was doing a seminar, just doing a seminar.
I wrote a book, and I don't know if you heard about it or not. It's called The Last Ride, and mentioned you and your brother in it. And I thought, you know, maybe sometime I could come down there and see you. I'd love to come down and say hi and watch how you guys do your training. And you know, that just let me know you've got the number there. I'm sure they've got it there.
Heck yeah, heck yeah.
I can give it to you again after we get off the air. And just come by and say hi. You know, it's been a long time.
Hey, man, I tell you what, I'll make sure I get that number from the producer. I think I got your number, man. I'll give you a call here sometime later on, and let's get you down to Reality Wrestling. Let you show my students what you showed me.
All right. Tell them about the school a little bit. Because
hey, man.
I know that that's something you really enjoy doing. And
15 years now. 15 years I've had my wrestling school founded in 2005. And I always, you know, wanted to give young people a chance to get in the business, kind of like the way I did, but from a perspective that they can learn the what not to do's, learn the little bitty things. The school that I went to, it was only 8 weeks. The school that I have is 2 years. And so, you know, we give guys and young men, young women a half of a chance at making it in the business, more importantly than anything. Brad, you know, he came to me as a young man, you know, what, 18 years old,
yeah.
And now he's 26 years old. My right-hand man, Kevin Bernhardt. I met Kevin Bernhardt when he was 16 years old. I did a speaking engagement at his school, and now he's, you know, my writer, my editor, my producer. He's 30 years old now. He's been with me that long. He's one of my first, actually, my first student. And what I do is I try to create young people and treat them like they're soldiers, man. Try to guide them the right direction. Give them the tools that they're going to need to make it, not only in the professional wrestling business, but in life, because life is the hardest thing you ever going to deal with in life. That's just my opinion. So for me to have young people like Brad around me and looking up to me, it's my job, it's my duty to pass it on and give them exactly you know some of the same traits I got.
Yeah, it's funny, we were talking about that in Vegas and how much emphasis you put on not just the wrestling, but, you know, helping them deal with everything that comes with it, doing the day to day and living life. And that impressed the hell out of me, because frankly, most people, they don't spend any time on that. And that's the hardest thing is, you know, sometimes just, it's not making money, it's not being successful, it's how you deal with all of it.
Well, I mean, you know, if you do something well, the money will come. You know, like I say, we've had our school for 15 years and honestly, we've not made a dime as far as my wife and I. We haven't put any money in our pocket. The money has gone back into the school to make the school bigger and better each and every year. At the end of the day, just say, for instance, you know, we was to sell the school today. We would make a lot of money off of it, but that's not our goal. Our goal is to have the biggest, you know, wrestling company in the, you know, Texas region. You know, we want to be the biggest thing on the Gulf Coast, Reality of Wrestling. We want to have, you know, Texas, you know, as our territory, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, Houston. We want to keep wrestling, you know, homegrown and let these young guys go out there and become the stars in the future of the business that you're going to be seeing on television one day. And we got a lot of them right now that's down there in NXT trying to make their way to that next level. We got a lot of them in Reality of Wrestling right now just looking. I always say, chomping at the bit. I hate that word, but I say it all the time. You know what I mean? These kids are trying to get to the next level.
All right, let's squeeze on another one.
Brad? Let's go to Edward. Edward's been waiting a minute. Edward.
I want Canyon, man. I want some Super Bowl picks, but go ahead.
We just talked about him. But anyway, Edward, welcome inside the Blitz. From where are you calling and what's your question?
Hello, Brad. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm going from Manchester, UK.
Manchester, all the way from Manchester. One of my favorite places. King Booker, king of the world, the most regal, the most noble, the most majestic king of them all from Liverpool, England, myself. But what is your question, mate?
My question is, who do you think would be a great breakout star in Reality of Wrestling in the future?
Man, great breakout star in reality. Appreciate you for repping Reality of Wrestling there. But we got this kid named Brendan Steen. He is the next guy that's going to move to the next level. Of course, we got our Genos. Of course, we got our Rex Andrews's. But this kid, Brendan Steen, he's worked his ass off to get where he is right now. No one has given him anything. No one has, you know, propped this kid up to, you know, to do well. He shows up before everybody get there, and he's the last one to leave. That's how you become great. You know, champions aren't born, they're made. There you go, kid.
Put that on a bumper sticker, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can sell that.
You like that, don't you?
It was good.
I got a few more of them.
I think we should start a bumper sticker business just off the first 26 minutes.
I think 10 of them. Yeah. You're going to have a pretty thriving business from his one-liners.
I'm serious, man. I'm like Young Jeezy. You know what I mean? You know, Young Jeezy, just his hooks. You know what I mean? That's what got him over. That's me.
All right, let's...
Fred, you know Young Jeezy?
I do not know Young Jeezy. I thought you were talking Young Jesus, and I was going to, like, well, Tim Tebow's getting pretty old now, so I don't know.
When there was a young Jesus.
Yeah, there's the little baby Jesus from Talladega Nights. Okay,
that's right.
There we go.
There we go. There's another
I got a reference in.
Tom Cruise.
All right, let's get one more call.
All right, let's go to Canyon. Canyon, welcome inside the Blitz. Man. From where are you calling? What's your question?
Hi, I'm Canyon from Huntsville, Texas, and I'm a huge Cowboys fan. I was seeing what you think about the Cowboys and if they have a shot in the Super Bowl to win it this year.
Cowboys.
They got to get everything figured out with Zeke first.
Yeah,
right?
Man. Elliott, man, that dude, man, he hanging out in the clubs way too much. You just look at his beard and his hair. That right there tells you a whole lot about Zeke Elliott. He's looking to come up and make it rain, more importantly than anything. But get Dallas up, get that stuff together. You know, what do you think?
I think they got to figure out, you know, they got to come to agreement with Zeke there. And I don't know, Dak's got to find himself again. I think he had that breakout season a couple years ago. But ever since then, I don't know if that was like beginner's luck. Like, we were just in Vegas, right? My girlfriend was at the slots the entire time we were at the fight. You know, she put $100 in. She went up $150 her first try.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she ended up losing it all. So I don't know if there was beginner's luck there with Dak when he had that great season, the breakout season where they threw Tony Romo to the side. I think they got to get stuff situated with Zeke first, and then they got to get back on the same page. What do you think, Fred?
Yeah, I'm not sold on Dak as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I'm not sold on Jason Garrett as a Super Bowl winning coach.
I agree.
And one of the big jokes we have around here is, would you trade Jason Garrett for Bill O'Brien? And I mean, they're both just such agents of averageness. I mean, it's almost like just exchanging trash. But I think from a talent standpoint, I like what the Cowboys have. I think that they've got to get Elliott back out there, because frankly, I don't think Dak can carry that team without Zeke Elliott there. They've got better receivers this year. Their offensive line's terrific, and I think they've drafted so well. I mean, getting a guy like Vander Esch and I remember that particular draft, and a friend of mine's a big Cowboys fan. He's like, who the hell is that? And I go, oh, you're going to love this guy.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, I think they've done a really good job of building to this point. The question is, I mean, I said it the other day, to me, Dak is a sexy Andy Dalton. And I just don't think that's good enough.
You know what? I beg to differ. I mean, I don't think the team could do it, you know, without either one of those guys. Zeke Elliott, he does what he does. Prescott does what he does. Who do you replace Prescott with? Who do you put in that position to make that team better? Who?
Well, I don't have an answer.
Yeah,
exactly my point.
And that's the problem, though. It's just kind of like Andy Dalton. You're stuck with him. This is your guy, and is he good enough? And I don't know that he is.
Well, I think Prescott is young enough to make him good enough. I mean, I don't think he's the guy right now. But I think with time, I think with patience, I think that kid has everything it takes to be a money quarterback, especially with a guy like Zeke Elliott dishing the ball off to.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Like, you got to lock him down. If you don't have Zeke, if you don't have that 1-2 punch with them, I don't see, to go Fred, I don't see Dak being able to carry the Cowboys all the way to a Super Bowl if you don't have that dominant run defense.
Well, I mean, that was the question. Would they make it to the Super Bowl? No.
No, but I think they're a playoff team.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And I think they probably even win a playoff game, but I just – I think that's the ceiling for him. But
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But, you know, it's Dallas, so I just hope they fail just because it's Dallas.
Nah, man. Come on, man.
I know you got family down
there. No, it ain't that, man. They Texas, man. You ride with Texas because Houston, just they fish as they drop out, if they drop out. Oh, I mean, I'm just saying. You got to have somebody to ride with.
I'm on record as saying that I love the sports scene in Dallas. I think they have better organizations almost across the board.
Yeah,
and they've got a hockey team which we don't have.
And more importantly, Jerry Jones, he don't mind spending money.
No,
you know what I mean.
He's got the long green.
No, that Dallas.
And I would love to have Mark Cuban as an owner. I mean, and the Rangers are kind of mad, but everything else, I really like their sports, the whole sports scene. That city sucks, though.
City's terrible.
It's just awful.
It's country. You know what I mean? Let's just put it as country. I mean, you go to Dallas, they still wear bell-bottom cowboy hats. I'm serious.
A little out of date. That's what you're saying.
Outdated.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Yeah, Fort Worth I love. I'd live in Fort Worth. That's a nice city.
Yeah.
But Dallas, man, I mean, nothing wrong with fake breasts. I mean, I don't mind those. I just don't need to see all of them.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't need to be on the people who shouldn't be having any work done because it's not going to help.
That's why I love Atlanta, Georgia. That's another story.
All right, guys, I have to tell you about Harry's Razors. And the cool thing is with Harry's, one of the best things about them is whenever I'm about to run out of razors, I just go online, boom, put in an order. How about this? $2 each.
$2
for a replacement blade. And you know what? Yeah, I think you could probably use a little bit here. We got a great deal for you, just for the Blitzers. You can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. All you have to do is use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And how about this? They think you're going to love it so much. If you don't love it, they're going to give you a full refund. So this is a free roll. If you don't like it, you're going to get your money back. And it's $3. $3 to try them out. And they believe you shouldn't have to trade great quality for a low price. You deserve both. They make quality, durable blades at a fair price. And they also care about giving back. 1% of sales are donated to charitable organizations. So, I mean, they're a good company. And you never have to worry about this. That's the best part, man. I never have to think about razors. I just get online. Boom. They show up in my mailbox. I shave. Done. This summer, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's. With code FAOUR at harrys.com. It means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover. Offer just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And when you run out, remember, Harry's replacement cartridges are just $2 each. And if you prefer to shop in store, Harry's razors are also available at Walmart and Target. Harrys.com, code FAOUR.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Booker T, Brad Gilmore, Nikki Six, Nick Sciarra also joining us. Always good to have Nick on the show. Mm-hmm. Although I was listening coming in, and Joel was telling you to half-ass it on this show.
I heard that too.
Not nice.
No. You had to say, no, what he did is he actually saved his energy for this show.
Well, right? I just go on record as saying Nick can handle two shows.
Yeah.
He handles a bunch of them when we're in Vegas.
Stay out all night, stay a little longer.
Yeah. We had a good time. I wanted to ask Brad a question, though.
Yeah.
Well, what did that flight attendant have against me on our flight?
I don't know what that was about. So Booker was already out before. Yeah.
First class all the way, baby.
Oh, no, I mean, we were there too. I was just saying. But this, you know, the flight attendant, Fred and I were talking. We were talking poker. We were talking the station. We were just talking a little bit of everything. And the flight attendant was like, are you two together? And we were like, oh, yeah, we're just, you know, talking. Would you like to switch seats? And, you know, I'm looking at this other guy who's sitting next to Fred, and, like, you know, obviously he didn't want to move. He was comfortable. And, you know, I was like, oh, no, we're just talking. And, you know, she had this kind of death stare at Fred and I, more so Fred. She had the eyes at Fred. I don't know what the deal was.
I can tell you why, because you were dressed sharp like you always are, and I was dressed like a guy who had, you know, like I dress for fights, like a bum. I'm wearing a Saskatchewan Rough Rider shirt and jeans and a backwards hat. And so, yeah, it's like, oh, you don't belong in first class.
Yeah.
It was a 1 a.m. flight. So yeah. I understand you being, you know, Booker and I literally just, we walked right out of the MGM into a car onto the plane. Oh, we didn't really have much time to do anything.
Yeah.
But I can, she was a little too tense. Book was out. As soon as Booker sat down on the plane, you were asleep.
Bro, I was tired. I had been working. You know, plus I went to a couple of massage parlors.
Over there in Chinatown?
Yeah.
You better hope Charmel's not listening.
I'm just playing, man.
Yeah, you don't even need to go to those in Vegas, by the way. You can just sort of walk through the lobby of the MGM if you want.
That's illegal. That's illegal right there. You do it legal if you go. Yeah,
you don't want a Bobby Kraft situation going on.
You guys missed out on one of our favorite games is spot the pay-per-view. So usually when we're in the bar, we just see who can spot the most working girls. And it's gotten to be a challenge because the MGM now has all the security there.
Yeah.
So now you've got them dressing to try to look as normal as possible, like girl next door kind of looks.
Yeah, which kind of defeats the purpose there.
Yeah, but so it's a lot harder to spot them now. You see somebody that looks like a school teacher, and it turns out
that's the one.
It's going to cost you $250 an hour.
You see the one that looks like a school teacher, and you go, that's the one.
Well, I remember we were up there. I forgot what we were doing. You and I were up there sometime last year, and we were walking down the strip, and you got that someone handed you a coupon.
Yeah,
do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
that. There was two girls on the coupon, and I think for $69, you could just get them to the room, though.
Yeah, that was
the trick in the language.
Come straight to the room.
Yeah. Come to the room.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't say if there was an added expense.
Well, I'm sure it's a hotel added expense. I'm sure they got all kind of surcharges. It could be by the time you walk out, it's going to be at least $1,000.
It's like an out-of-state tax on the hotel room. I got taxed for being a resident one time in Texas. You ever see like the tax bill or the hotel bill, and it's always like out of state tax?
Yeah,
I got an in state tax one time. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Well, technically, a lot of states, when we go work in Los Angeles, if they want to tax us on our income in California, they can legally do that.
Well, don't you have to do that? Like for everywhere you go?
Yeah, I have to do that everywhere.
Kind of pain in the ass.
It is. I mean,
that's what professional, you know. Athletes do too. Like anytime they play a game there, they got to pay taxes in that state.
No fun. Especially Canada, man. That's the worst. You know what I mean?
Why?
It is. You know what I mean? Because Canada, you go to Canada and you pay them. You know what I mean? You walk away with no money. I'm serious. That's the way it works. I always hated getting those blue checks. I'm serious. That was the difference with us working with WWE. When we went to Canada, we always got a blue check, and a lot of our money was gone out of it. It's no fun, yeah. Don't go to Canada, man. I mean,
don't be dogging.
Jerry, I mean, I love Canada, especially Toronto. I love Toronto, but Jerry Lawler had a heart attack in Canada, and they took him to the hospital, and they say, you know, how much money you got? Do you got a checkbook? You know what I mean? Good thing Jerry Lawler had about $5,000 or so, a wad in his pocket. He gave it to him, you know, just to hook me up, you know, get me in. But they was like, no, we can't touch it. You know, we need to see some cash. You know, is he from here? You know, because we got insurance over here. He is American. You know, no, we can't touch.
Well, unfortunately, that's any country almost. If something goes wrong, and don't be dogging Canada, man. Dude, you know I'll tell you the best positive thing about Canada. And Brad will appreciate this.
The walleye.
No, that's pretty cool too. But there is no taxing of gambling winnings.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know windfall, that. I found this out. It was pretty funny. The wife and I had just got married, like 10 years ago, and she owned a bunch of racehorses that were running at Woodbine, including one that was a favorite in the last race, and I hated it, so I bet against it. I didn't tell her. So I hit a really big pick three and a big trifecta, and it was about $3,500, and I knew, and here you have to go sign for them, right?
Right.
So I go up there, and I'm like pulling out my driver's license and everything else. She goes, what are you doing? Well, I got an IRS signer. He goes, sir, you're in Canada. There is no IRS signer. The money's all yours. But you don't tax it at all? Like, nope. So believe me, I've got like two or three poker tournaments scheduled that I'm going to go to in Canada this year, because now when you come back.
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. Well, we've got accounts up there. I mean, just put it in my Canadian account.
There you go.
We'll see.
There's always ways around.
Yeah, Jerry, yeah. The IRS has bent me over enough over the years that I have no problem with trying to get around it.
Jerry Bo might like that information.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm sure Jerry already knows it.
Oh, yeah, Jerry knows.
He's got that locked down. Man, he was telling me, I'm not going to blow up his spot, but he was telling me about a bet that he made that went so south a few years ago, just during the political season, and my heart hurt for the man. I don't want to put him on blast. My heart hurt for this man. I mean, he had it all set up. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It all went awry. You know, that's what happens when you don't bet on what you know, though.
Yeah,
and Jerry Bo knows.
That's how my that's how my uncle lost his house.
What do you mean?
Gambling, betting. You know what I mean? I've gone to Vegas many, many times, and I've done the slot machines, but I've not once, you know, done the blackjack, the roulette table, or any of the high dollar. You know, what you got to, you know, really sit there and, you know, lose a lot of money. You know, and they expect you to sit there and lose a lot of money. And if you're winning too much, you know, that might even be a problem too. I think to a certain extent. So I always stayed away from the gambling table. I talk about boxing, MMA, you know, I'm always, you know, trying to pick the fights and whatnot. And I got a pretty good record. That Pacquiao thing didn't work out too good for me. But I always wonder, man, if I bet one time and hit, would I get the bug? You know?
Probably.
Yeah. You would.
Yeah. So I try to stick to the things that I know: horses, poker, and sports betting. And it's me against other people. And you know what worked out really well this trip? Didn't do great at poker. Missed both of my bets on the fights. I also bet on Juan Adams and I bet on Thurman.
Yeah.
But Nick can attest, we had a really good Saturday in the race book.
Absolutely.
It was it was just one of those days where I had a hard time missing. It's like I was having to try to miss. So we did really well. So that it's always good when you can fall back on one thing like that. But yeah, you can. I talk about this all the time, man. You can lose a ton of money if you're not careful.
Oh, it's so easy.
And yeah, and I've seen it. I've had friends who have had their lives ruined because of it. And that's why we talk a lot of gambling on here. But I always try to remind people: listen, if you're not doing it, don't get started now. I mean, I'm 47 years old and I want to start gambling. No, I think at this point,
keep the savings intact.
At this point, sir, you need to just. Like one of the worst things that ever happened was I was doing a seminar at the racetrack, and this guy comes up to me with his daughter at the end of the seminar and says, "Man, I got $5 and I need to feed my kid. I need your best bet of the day." And I'm just like, "Dude, take your $5 and your kid and get the hell out of here and go buy her McDonald's with that," because, and he was serious. And I'm like, you know, so I said, "Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you another $5. You just doubled your money. Please never come back here."
There you go.
It's good advice.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Guys, are you not happy in the job that you're in? You want to try something new? You're not making enough money? You hate your boss? You know, you're tired of the hours? Do something about it. MyComputerCareer.edu, that's the place to go. Start your new career in as little as 4 months. It's so simple. Go take your free evaluation today, a career evaluation today online, mycomputercareer.edu. And if you don't have computer experience or training or whatever, they don't care. Helping people start from scratch, that's what they do there at My Computer Career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and that's everything you're going to need. And then after you graduate, they're going to help you get into the industry because they work with employers that hire their students particularly. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. It's mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And guys, if you haven't checked out sportsmap.com, Please do. Only the greatest website in the history of the known universe. And having another record month, thanks to all of you guys. We did 1 million hits for the first time last month. We're going to have a 50% increase over that in July, in a month where there's nothing going on. And, oh, by the way, the first 4 days of the month were just dead because it was the holiday and nobody was reading the website. But, yeah, we're going to do, fingers crossed, looks like we're going to do 1.5 million page views.
Man.
Not bad.
So, not bad at all. Yeah, you know, I was looking at the most fashionable Houston celebrities article earlier, and it reminded me of last week the Chronicle put something out that I got kind of hot about.
What was that?
Well, you know about it, Book.
Oh.
They did, and I don't know if you saw this, Fred, they did an article, the 10 most in shape, or the 10 fittest Houston radio hosts. They did the 10 fittest radio hosts, and there was no mention of Booker T.
Well, I called everybody out to a fight, though, last week, too.
But you know who's on the list? Joel Osteen is on the list.
What?
But Booker T is not one of the most fittest people in Houston.
We talked about that on our show. We're like, how is Booker T not on that list?
Yeah, I said if I catch Joel Osteen at HEB or any Whole Foods, I'm just going to just hit him.
The Lord better be with him.
he does have a direct line to Jesus. He's got a red hotline, so yeah, be careful with that.
And young Jesus.
You know what? I'm pretty sure I could take Joel Osteen.
I'm pretty sure most people can. Yeah. Man, I'm not looking to start a fight.
No, I'm not.
But
I always say, man, don't pick a fight with a guy that looked that unassuming. I mean, I'm look at me. You know what I mean? You picking a fight with Joel Osteen is the you guys, me, you know, I might have a chance with Joel Osteen. Okay? Might. The dude looked tough, man. I've been to a couple of his services.
I've been too, yeah.
Yeah, I'm serious.
He didn't look that tough.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, he kind of looks like his jaw would just crumble. It'd be like punching Milo Hamilton when he was alive. It's just going to crumble.
Yeah.
His jaw is in perfect line.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's seriously a great chin, you know, to try to throw a little uppercut, little 1-2 punch on.
It's crazy. I'm sitting here listening to Brad talk about beating somebody.
But I'm not somebody. Joel Osteen, yeah, man of the cloth. God forgive me. Now if he pulled out like a Bible and hit somebody with it, then he would have a chance. If Booker, like, you know, squared up on Joel Osteen and he pulled out, you know, Corinthians on you, you're done, brother.
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
you're done.
Yeah. Hey, trust me. I got the fear of God in my soul. Okay, so we ain't even got to go there.
Oh, you just go Samuel L. on him from Pulp Fiction.
There you go.
I did a little bit of that one.
Now, have you ever seen that? Now, Booker did this. You know, in wrestling, there was they were doing WrestleMania, and he did a famous parody of Pulp Fiction where he plays Samuel L. Jackson.
That exact scene.
I never saw that.
Oh, we'll
I'm sorry, I missed that. Yeah.
We'll have to show it to you. It's great.
Awesome. It was pretty awesome.
All right, squeeze in a couple calls here real quick.
Yeah, we got a few of them. Let's go to Cameron. Cameron, welcome to the Blitz. From where are you calling and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Cameron, and I'm from Tampa, Florida. I'm a huge fan of yours, Booker T. Awesome. I was just wondering, you know, during the WCW invasion with WWE, would there have been anything you would have done differently, like compared to like the way WWE handled it? Because I felt like at that King of the Ring, you came in like banging, like dropping Austin on the table, and then I don't know, it just felt like the WCW invasion like felt flat after like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I tell you, man, so many people was so interested and intrigued with what was going to happen with that angle. WCW finally, you know, meeting WWF at that time, now WWE. And you know what? It would have been great. But honestly, we didn't have the horses back then, man, to actually really have a proper race at that time. Back then, a lot of those guys in WCW, those guys were making long green ducats. You know what I mean? I'm talking about they was getting paid in full. And when you're making that kind of money, it's easy to look at yourself in the mirror and wink. You know, because you feel good about yourself. You're riding in a nice car. A lot of those guys were actually bringing their golf clubs on the road. That's how bad it was back then. I mean, everything was lovely. And it's easy to get fat and get lazy, complacent. And I think that's what happened. Those guys wasn't ready to go over there and really compete with those guys in the WWF at that time. And me personally, I'm not trying to put myself over or anything like that, but I saw the ship, you know, literally about to sink. I saw the writing on the wall, and I start preparing myself. I say, man, I got to get myself ready. So when the knock came, I was ready, and I was one of the only guys that was ready. Dallas Page, he was ready, but a lot of those guys, man, they had long, fat contracts, and they said, man, either you can give up, you know, 50% of that and move on, or you could take 100% and stay at home. And I gave up about, you know, $200,000. And I said, let me go make some more of this paper, baby, because I looked at it a little different than all the rest of them suckers. I said, you know, the man make the money. The money don't make the man. And that's where it all lied at, man.
That was the bumper sticker collection there. That's money don't make the main.
The main. Ain't the man. The main.
Yeah, I hear
you. Yeah, that is.
A listener wanted to know, did you know Undertaker before you got into wrestling, since both of you guys are from here?
You know, I knew Undertaker. I mean, I had met him. We weren't friends or anything like that. In WCW, he was on his way out when I was on my way in. And he spent the rest of his, you know, career in WWE. And then I met him again and got real acquainted when I got to WWE. And he's definitely a good friend of mine. He's a friend of the family. You know, he was one of the first guys when I got to WWE who just took me in and said, hey, bro, I remember, you know, I got there. I left all my, you know, trophies and stuff back in WCW. And I was dressing in the locker room with the guys. And I always tell my guys, you got to know how to make it in the locker room before you have a chance at making it in the ring. And I was just dressing and doing my thing. Even though I was a four-time world champ, Undertaker saw me one day and he said, hey, bro, would you come dress over here with us? And I go, yeah, baby, I'm here now. That's the beginning of it, man.
All right, we're going to take a break. John said you look damn good on the tribute to Monday Night Raw the other night.
That is, if you're looking at the scene right there, look at that double bar, baby. Jack to the gills.
All right, we'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.